him. So, just to go back to the Sheresh, what he was saying, the Sheresh he was saying was that the Sheresh of Ra is in Tahara, in the sense that he's the one who wants the Tahara, etc. And, like I explained, that it's the rights of a person that he wants to have the Tanugim that brings about the, his going ahead and taking Tanugim and so on. And for that he said the four his bainison. Now he says the Christ by a means of the Malo. It's a sheik, yes, Nehem Meshkachasovn, Barichus Habi. She'ene Tahor is Shailit Bodom. So he said before that Yetzirah is only shown on a person when a person has some sort of sense of Yeshus.
He himself never became
the Yetzirah, like we said last time, that if a person doesn't take his self, if a person is not mishayich those inyanim to himself, then he doesn't become affected by it, and b'meili he's not drawn to it. The shayrish that we said while back to Rosh Hashanah was that a person is not. Just one second,
can we have a little quiet?
Killing it though.
Because my mohus is Torah, so the marshal, the person goes as a shliach of the melech, and somebody is rude and insults him, so the person is not only entitled, he's obligated to take on the melech's covet. But he can move and has to separate from his own covet. But it's shaykh, you know, the mita, that mita of the shminis of shminis, the karatzapay, is only shaykh as mita's tayvis when the person dehears it as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If the insult is the insult to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the svar is wrong, machmas the Torah and so on, then I can go ahead, then if the response is a response, mitzad my teichin. The Torah should be says it's wrong. But if there's any other issue, then it becomes a bad response. So in the world of Torah, a person can acquire and have yeshus. The yeshus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. I have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah with it. And therefore the midah of the Gaiva, they are appropriate midas. But once again, Yisham HaVezah, it has to be shaykh to a person that's shaykh to it, or else it's very easy to confuse your person insult and the Torah, and the insult of the Torah. But wait, the Fimasha Pirashnu, Kakavona Po, she's stuck with the verb, she needs some needs of her Akmashis by her. Sibah sechet. Because I can't say on chet ki ma'atzmo, ni to my chet ki m'su yitzvay ka chet klal. Uma sha'oma me'ayim basa tipa sruch olata lo bakar yitzvay lo, haynu ha'guf shabayi tzahar. U'mevak ish ha'chet. Ulochei kasha mistak ozo zeh ha'guf shabayi tzahar, ina nechshav klum, mistalik vini tzahar bevane. Uma sha'oma lefemir tzitzit mechashmu vasit לזמן התחייה, מכל מקום הגוף המחת הזה בואי לבחיים חיוסי, הוא בא מתי בסביר. So, the person, he understands himself in two far, מצד הנפש and מצד הגוף. The goof has to hear itself as תי בסרוכה and מקום ריאו ופליה. And the other person has to say that there's no muckle to make any permanent changes in the goof, any permanent kilo a person should be mated with the goof, because the goof is not around to stay. That's the tzidkas adin. So the two go together, that the person has to be misbeinin in. And one, those kinyanim that are shaykh to the world of guf are kimanda lesadami, and those inyanim that are shaykh mitzad kinyanim, those are things, the things that he was asit in chashim, those are things that are going to stay around. That's what he says over here.
Can I just ask a question? Would it be correct to say on this line, which he says that Ein Yetzer Hara La'Adam Rak Eshayach Shvatzmi Brich Hashuvah, and when he's not Machshav himself, there's no Shlita of the Yetzer Hara. I'm saying the first time we find that the Musag of the Yetzer Hara being Mefata by the Nachash. So prior to the Vatera Isha Kitayim, the Nachash was Gufa Mefata by saying that you will be Yedei Tevera. I mean, he's Gufa coming to say that you will have a Hashivas to you trying to appeal to that nakuda, and then it's shaykh to have the taiva. But
you know, I think I once spoke to the critical word, the critical letter that he used was the kafadimian. Visam kelikim. When we say be'elikim, ba'ashem. Miftachi, Hashem this, Hashem that. When we speak about relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we speak about the base. The Nachash used the Kaf HaDimyon. In other words, Adam takes a look and sees HaKadosh Baruch as being magnificent. Adam sees certain divine tchunas in himself. He can go two directions with it. He can say, I'm a tzu pasiga zifuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. I can stall zich zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become his shutif and tachtonim and so on and so forth. That's one way. Or I say, listen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it and I am divine-like, then with enough practice, I'll also be able to be it. Adam was put into Gan Eden as a mitzvah. That Agarot's mitzvah, which means his shaykhus to chshivus is going to be by how dovek is he in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much did he stol zuch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But Mela, he himself doesn't have a mitzvah, really. The Nachash came along and said, you could be on equal footing, Kaviyachol. And that equal footing means the person's mila is mitzad atzmoy. You find there's a gurari that says that Amalek wanted to be metamek hayisol with mishkav zacha. So much people want to explain. Maybe I'll explain. It's some edition. Not all gurarios have it. But he explained. In other words, the zivug nochein is a zacher to nekeva, where nekeva shalts to the zacher. A zacher to zacher, the pshat is, it's a parallel arrangement. It's not a dveikistic arrangement. So when a person wants to put himself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you say, Ba Hashem. In other words, the person's famous is because he becomes a carrier for Likus and Kishtalach to it. The Yetzahara is Kelikim, Yodit Tovara, that you don't need to come on to Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore, you don't need his Tzivuyim. His Tzivuyim are there as information, and you don't need it anymore, you won't need it anymore. But didn't have, that was the big divide. That stuff for the neshama, because that has a mitzvah loss of loving. The whole inyan of mitzvahs and the being mekabel ol malchus means that the person stoles to it. I mean, the mitzvah we talk about is malchus, which is a b'chinas nukva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's zachrus, and so on. So if a person stoles to, then he's shaykh to have his tikkun because he's applicable for something that's emes, and vice versa not. Okay, hold it. I push. I have to go and teach. Any questions?
It's good.
Shkach. Thank you very much.
Okay. Shkach. So Bezal Hashem next week Wednesday would be. I forgot this week. Question for the last minute.
No problem.
Okay.
Shkach.